You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Liza.
And together we are the Empowered Caregivers.
Today we're here to celebrate family caregivers, since November is National Family Caregiver Month. Yay us.
Yay us. Yay us. We're family caregivers.
It turns out that this has been true since the 1990s. I didn't realize it, but then just this year, I received two emails, one from the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities and one from GT Independence.
I got those emails too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. And both of those were recognizing that Family Caregiver Month, and that means a lot to a lot of different people. And I appreciate that this month or
that we're appreciating us. Yes. Well, I mean, for me, it was like, yay, I've never received this. So first of all, it's great that something I can identify as a family caregiver is getting recognized.
Right.
And second, it's great that they're actually spreading awareness, right? So more and more people are learning about this.
Yes, yes. And I think we talked a little bit about National Family Caregiver Month on our last show,
a
few weeks ago, that it was introduced by Bill Clinton, correct?
Yep.
And has been recognized every
year.
Every year by presidents going forward.
So thank you, Biden. He decided that, here in 2022, we should keep recognizing family caregivers.
It's been a long day for
us,
right? Yeah, I have to admit. So moving along, let's get to our recognizing these family caregivers. There are three people today that we would like to celebrate. They were been nominated by family and friends as outstanding caregivers, and they're joining us today via Zoom, and we are going to shower them with love and appreciation. So I think this is going to be really fun.
I do too. I want them all to know, and all of you in the audience, to recognize that each of them is also going to be receiving a caregiver-themed gift box from Allison Brenninger's The Negative Space. We had Allison on our show a couple of months back. You remember, Liza?
Yes.
We had a great conversation with her. She's the one who's been a caregiver to her husband, Sean. He's been dealing with that really rare genetic disorder that leads to cancers all over his body. Yes. I mean, it was just intense. So she was an amazing guest. And on her journey, she decided to start her own business called The Negative Space. And I don't know if you remember, but I was like, that sounds really negative. Why did you name your business that? And she said, it's an artistic thing. And I was like, oh, this is highbrow, way beyond me. But I guess the negative space in the art world is the part that has to be there, but they're not really noticed because the artist wants you to focus on the focal point. But you won't focus on the focal point if you don't have this negative space.
That sounds right.
Yep. So again, I'm not the artist, so it was a little abstract to me. But what she was saying is what resonated, that that's how it feels to be a caregiver, right? All of the focus is on the person who's receiving care. But there have to be these people in the background supporting that person, and that's us, the family caregivers. Mm-hmm. So she was kind enough to donate some boxes for us to give to our people today, and I just really want to give a shout out to her because I know she's starting a small business, and it's just really cool that she was able to donate these gift boxes for us.
Yes, and that was wonderful, and you went to meet her all the way up where she lives in Minnesota to pick up these wonderful gift boxes.
I did. It was fun. She had her kid coming in for like a Halloween party. It was funny. I was like, never a dull moment.
Right.
All right. Our first honoree is a dear friend of mine, Carl Pyrick. I have known Carl for almost 20 years, and he has been a vital part of my own caregiving role. Many of our listeners have heard me talk about Nicole and my journey with Nicole. I met Carl and his wife Mary through a mutual friend, and they were crucial in helping me understand that Nicole had autism. I knew Nicole had epilepsy, but I didn't understand that she had autism until I met Mary and Carl, and I met their wonderful, fabulous daughter, Emma, and I discovered, oh, you can actually be social and have autism, because Emma is very social and has autism. And Nicole's very social and she has autism. So they were essential pieces in me being able to understand my daughter better and help get her the resources she needed. They were also, and especially Carl, a a wonderful trained mentor in a program called PALS, Parents as Leaders, that went through the Wiseman Center. And I just really, really appreciated all of the stuff that Carl brought to me. And I can't wait to hear, have you and us share all of the other comments about people who love Carl so much.
Yes. And the first one came from his daughter, Emma, the primary person he is a family caregiver for. And in her words, she shares, "I love my dad as my caregiver. He goes to Imperial Garden with me. He takes me to Costco. He hugs me when I am sad, and he helps me feel better. I like that he plays iPad with me and games as a family. Dad helps me get ready for work in the mornings. He gets me my old-fashioned vanilla ice cream in the cooler to take with me. And Dad makes a lot of great food."
He does. I've been able to enjoy that.
Lucky you. "He makes me spaghetti squash, guacamole, and queso dip. They taste amazing and perfect."
Yep. Our second testimonial comes from one of Carl's coworkers, Ellen Eggers. She worked with Carl in a business called Common Threads, and part of her testimony says, "Carl isn't just a father. He is a champion dad, an advocate, an ally, a creative problem solver, an empowered caregiver. He has stepped into the role full-time with Emma with confidence, compassion, and determination. He does so positively, with joy, and knows that this role is essential to Emma's well-being. He pushes her forward with love and understanding where others may have stopped. He demonstrates to others, like me, what it means to provide unconditional love every day, all of the time, with little break, and to do so because it is necessary and it is what his family and child need."
Ellen also shared, "If I had a wish for Carl, it would be for him to know how he has inspired so many of us by his example, how he motivates us to be better parents, friends, and caregivers, how he daily steps into a loving demonstration of what it means to be one of the best self.
To be one's best self.
I'm sorry. When it is heavy, constant, and overwhelming. He has taught so many of us to laugh and feel and know we are not alone by stepping into this role he has shared with Emma and us as well."
Yes, definitely. And then this comes from Mary, his wife, who's also one of my dear best friends. "When I think of this year's theme, hashtag caregiving happens," that's the theme that Caregiving Action Network.
Yep. Yes.
They're the ones that kind of determine what's going to be happening for the National Family Caregiver Month. So they determined this year's theme was hashtag caregiving happens. So Mary wrote, "When I think of this year's theme, I think of Carl. He embodies the role of husband and dad, loves big, laughs hard, cooks fiercely, and cares unconditionally. He is always there. During our early parenting years, he worked nights and was home with our children, Brady and Emma, while they were young. As we faced challenges within our marriage, navigating autism and anxiety as additions to our family story, Carl dug in deep as an advocate, support system, and a problem solver with his creative spirit that kept us moving forward." I think these words are just awesome. They are encompassing. I mean, I know Carl personally, so I know all of this is true. And one of the most important characteristics of Carl is his humor. He's one of those people that like takes it right to the edge. And so I just love hearing this stuff from his family and his coworkers.
That is great. A man after my own heart, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them makes you laugh and cook.
Yep.
And I love that we get to start off by honoring a male, to be honest, because we talk a lot about caregiving typically falls in the laps of the females in the family. So I couldn't be more happy to know, I'm sure there are many, many hardworking caregiving dads out there, but somebody that has inspired so many people.
Yep. So on that note, I do want you to know the last part of what Mary shared is Carl is my constant. He is our constant. He is always there, always ready to help, always looking for how to make it better, always being vulnerable to say when it all sucks, and always loving unconditionally. I couldn't imagine a better partner to have on this journey.
Oh, that is wonderful. And we're going to just end with Melissa, who has been a respite provider for Carl and Mary by helping give Emma a break from them and vice versa. And she knows the family well, and her response was great. We asked, "Why is Carl an empowered caregiver?" Carl is one of the most compassionate humans I know. He is aware of and understands what Emma is feeling and going through. He shows her empathy, loves for her unconditionally, and believes she is capable of anything. It is truly a beautiful relationship.
And then in her response to the question, what do I think other family caregivers could learn from Carl? It's perfect because I did learn this from Carl. He has so much to offer, but the first thing that pops into my head is his ability to instill confidence in others. Carl knows how to celebrate the small victories and uses his humor to bridge the hard times.
Amazing, Carl. Thank you so much. Much for all the work that you do, not only within the walls of your family, but for the community and those around you.
It's true. And before we let you speak, Carl, I do want you to know that we had a beautiful, beautiful testimonial from your older son, Brady, who is what we identify as a neurotypical sibling. I cried reading it because I know Brady personally, and he has been a huge influence on my neurotypical son, Andy. And so I unfortunately don't have the time to read it all to you. But one thing that I want you to hear is the end part. I could go on for hours about the kind of caregiver Carl is, my dad, but these are some of the biggest things I've taken away. Having this life and having the daughter he has isn't easy. It is a constant battle with constant problem solving. To describe how draining that is simply not possible. It would be easy to just give up, walk away, and not look back. But through all of it, and I mean all of it, he has always shown love, trust, and care. That is what makes him an empowered caregiver. Mm. Carl, I couldn't say it any better than Brady. Brady make us cry?
That gave me the goosebumps.
Exactly. So unmute yourself there for a moment, Carl, and tell us how's this all landed on you? You were a little bit prepared for this, but what do you think?
Wow. Yeah, the last one hit me pretty hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's an honor, obviously. As a dad, you know, everybody that has a kid, you you'd do anything for your kid no matter what. So it's just, that's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've just been dealt a different deck of cards
and
it doesn't change anything. We're still going to do what we can for our kids. And I couldn't do it without my partner, Mary. And we make a great team. And
you do.
And we just, you know, that's with Emma. Yeah, like Brady said, it's a daily struggle. It's tough and everything changes on a dime and you think you've got to figure it out for a day and then the next day it's completely different. And
definitely.
Yeah, it would be easy to run away, but that's not what this is about. This is about, you know, Emma and Mary and Brady and I'm just honored to be a part of this family and all the gifts that Emma brings to everybody.
Yeah, it's true. She brings amazing gifts to my daughter, to me, I know to our Camp Awesome family. And you do too, Carl. I want you to know you're one of the dads that's the glue in that community. They oftentimes say that. So you're touching all kinds of people's lives. And it's not easy to do when you have to take care of the person that you're caring for primarily and also take care of yourself. So from the bottom of my heart, Carl Pierick, I love you. Thank you so much for being an awesome family.
You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and we've been talking about outstanding family caregivers because November is National Family Caregiver Month, and we want to be able to highlight some of the amazing people out there that are doing amazing work every day. And I feel good that I'm back in my groove. When we started the show, we started about a minute before with technical issues, and I think we were both a little frazzled, but this is pulling it all together and reminding us
why we do
what we do. And our next honoree is Sharon Katovich, that both Kristen and I have known for years because our kids have grown up in the same school district. And more importantly, we're all part of Special Olympics. So a big shout out to the Middleton area Special Olympics. Woo-hoo! And the great work that they do. And I think some of my first experiences with Sharon is the opportunity that she created for our kids by developing or creating a weekly kickball in the park
for the neighborhood
where families brought food together and we played kickball and well, we being not me, but
not me either. Yeah, but this yes. is where Nicole went and Stefan would take her. It was like the one time mom got to opt out. Yeah. And all I kept hearing about was Sharon's son, Gavin, and how Nicole had a wicked crush on this cute, sweet boy yes. and how his parents were doing a great job of navigating our very strong personality daughter.
Right. And I think I was pretty new to the world. Autism Caden was younger then. And I just remember thinking about Sharon, wow, what an amazing woman. You know, mm-hmm. who in the heck has time to organize a kickball?
I know. And think about food and just always, you know what yes. I love about you, Sharon, and is that every time I come across you, whether it's at a meeting, whether it's impromptu in the grocery store, you just always seem like you've got this. And I'm frazzled. I'm dropping like the F-bombs left right, and right. Yeah. People are saying, did you see that Nicole's over there like bothering that dog? And I'm like, that happened yesterday in voting. And I was like, oh, it's great that somebody else or the community keeps an eye on Nicole. But Sharon, you always look like you're just doing this seamlessly.
Yes. And I wasn't done with my praise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Sharon has been a huge go-to in the world of advocacy.
Yes.
I mean, she knows her stuff. She works as a leader and, you know, with the common goal in mind, but not afraid to advocate and get the needs met for the people that she cared for. So whenever I struggled, I always saw Karen as my North Star. So with
Sharon.
That,
you said Karen.
Oh, Sharon.
Well, you put me in my place, Karen, so I have to put you in your place.
You were being
Sharon
a
is
Karen
far
earlier.
From a Karen. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah, yeah. All right, okay. We have Jamie, Sharon. Now I'm going to call her Karen. Sharon's Sorry. Daughter with us. And we always categorize these folks as our neurotypical sibs because they're also the glue that helps us function as a family. And so, Jamie, I sent you the questions that we asked everybody. And the first one is, what is it about your mom that makes you think she's an empowered caregiver?
Yeah, so I made a little list of all the words that I felt like encaptured my mom.
Perfect.
Sorry, I'm starting a little nervous.
No, you got this, girl. You're fine.
But thanks. But my mom is an ambitious, caring, intelligent, accepting, creative, and inspiring woman who continues to act in selfless ways. She's always kind of enjoyed the simple things in life, where that would be, you know, going on walks and photographing things that I had no idea why she was taking pictures of them, or, you know, going and enjoying nature, doing even just watching a movie with family. It's always mm-hmm. been very simple. And so I think it's been very hard for her as an empowering caregiver to even put the simple things aside
yeah.
to really focus on those big ticket items, I guess is one way to put it.
Well, definitely.
And so she has always kind of made everyone else's needs the most prominent part of her life.
Yeah.
And I don't know any other person who has ever treated other people with that kindness. Now I'm going to cry.
I know. So the listeners can't see this, but they're all choking up a little bit. And it's true because it's so great to have an opportunity for your daughter to tell you how she feels. And we did get permission from the family to share that they're also dealing with having to deal with dad's cancer. And so Sharon's taken on a dual role as a family caregiver. She's taking care of Gavin, her adult son with disabilities, but she's also helping out her awesome husband with some of the medical challenges he has. And so, you know, Jamie, we've got a couple of moments here, but I think one of the other things that your mom would love to hear, and I know I would love to hear, is what do you wish for your mom?
One thing I wish for my mom is that her, even though I think she already accepts this, but to accept that it's okay if it's not simple, because mm-hmm. when has life ever been mm-hmm. simple?
Exactly.
And that's when we have those times to come together and make it special,
exactly.
even if it's not simple. So
right.
And she's been phenomenal.
Oh, she is. She's a phenomenon. And I wish for you, Sharon, that you know you have a community to lean on and that it's okay to ask for help, you know. And I know sometimes I'm not the most reliable person to ask for help because of the stuff going on in my family, but I'm always there with you in spirit, and you know we can find the peeps that you need to back you up. Mm-hmm. Do you have some thoughts you want to share with us for these last couple minutes, Sharon? It's okay if you're kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah, I am a little overwhelmed, but yeah, it's, I mean, I would say the last year probably was one of the most challenging we've mm-hmm. ever had.
Yeah.
So when Jamie talks about, you know, putting other people's needs first, what she doesn't mention is that, you know, Kevin and I were married for 15 years before we even had kids. So we had a lot of time to put ourselves first. So then it just kind of, you know, shifted, and it'll happen again once we get to the next stage of helping, you know, Gavin move out in the, over the next year and a half or so. So we'll have our time again.
Yes, exactly.
It's just out of balance for a bit.
Well, and that's great that you can see that perspective, you know, that there is that opportunity to say, I had that and now I have this and I will have that again. Sharon, what do you think is one piece of advice you could give for other family caregivers that are listening to us tonight to help them be as strong as you are?
Well, in our house, like something that seems overwhelming, there's often a new mood in 5 minutes. So just wait it out. It'll be like sometimes, like both of our kids are the same age or very close in age. And, you know, there are moments when they were like infants where you didn't know what to do first. But if you just waited a second, then you could kind of figure it out and things would calm down. So yeah, just be patient.
This too shall pass, they say, right? Well, it's been fabulous talking to you two wonderful women. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thanks for taking time tonight with us, Jamie. We'll be right back after this short break to honor our last person of this week.
Hello?
You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show with Kristen and Liza. And today we have been honoring family caregivers since this is the National Family Caregiver Month.
Yep. And we have our friend Faye on. Faye, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hello, everybody.
Hey, so Faye's calling in from up north, which is so exciting. And Faye, I want you to know we have you here because Liza and I wanted to make sure that you, of all people, were recognized for being an outstanding caregiver, especially right now, because I know that you are being stretched to the max in this role. I want everyone, especially you, to understand what I think makes you such a great family caregiver. And when I asked people about why would you describe this person as an empowered caregiver, I want everyone to understand, and you especially, that your the person you're taking care of is Francesco. So Francesco, like Nicole, is an adult with special needs. We've kind of grown up in tandem of, you know, Faye helping me and me helping Faye. But Faye's son, Francesco, is nonverbal, and it is really hard to see the world sell him short. And you never do. And there are so many things that Francesco can do that Nicole can't do. And it's because of you, Faye, because you are seriously one of the most empowering people I know. You never give up on that boy. You always, always put your responsibility to him before anything else except your daughter. And it's just amazing to witness. And it is true testimony to why he is doing as well as he is. I think other people can learn from you that consistency is what makes the difference. You have high standards. You've led him to develop to an amazing place. And there's just a lot going on up there in his brain, even though he can't get it out to us. And you're facing some serious challenges in the school district right now. I know they're causing gray hair and sleepless nights. But I also think it's really important that the people, when they actually gave Francesco time, recognized that your hard work has helped him be a person that we really should value as someone who where the still waters run deep. So even though he can't get his words out to us, there is a lot going on up there, and you've done a lot to make that happen. And so I just want you to know that I wish for you some more help. And I just want to
Thank you. I wish myself for more help.
And you just on top of it all, and you're going to hear this in some of the other testimonies, you still keep things light and fun, and you're happy and you're fun loving. And I just love that about you, sweetie.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We got
some days are easier than others.
Yes, it's true. It's a day by day thing, right? We got a testimony from Giovanna, your neurotypical daughter. She said, I love how she talked about you in the third person. Faye is one of the most dedicated people I know in my life. She is the main reason that I am the person I am, and I am so grateful to have her. She works so hard on everything she does and will never do something halfway, no matter how tired she is or how undesirable the task may be. She will fight for the people people she loves until she gets what she knows they deserve. Mm-hmm. All of these traits contribute to her being the best caregiver she could be. I can't imagine anyone doing half of what she's done for my brother and myself. It's cool.
Oh, I'm crying now.
I know. These kids, man. Wow. You should have seen Sharon and Carl. They were choking up too. It's getting the words from our own kids that help us know that we are making a difference.
Mm-hmm. And you sure do, Faye. I mean, I can think of so many examples, even helping us when we did parent meetings for others, you know, where you would help and organize and get the decorations yep. together. And I'm thinking, this is a parent meeting.
Exactly.
That, like, my wedding didn't look this good. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just the
extra touches.
The creativity, the extra touches, the going the extra mile. And like you said, the dedication to Francesco. I know that that is a challenging role and you always are there, always fighting, and will never give up. And, you know, your whole family and community appreciate you for it.
Yep. They see it. They definitely see it. And on that note, I want you to know that Anna May sent something in. Anna May was one of Francesco's paraprofessionals. For those people that might not know what that means, they're the people that are the backbone of the schools and helping our kids. So she worked with Francesco and Faye a couple of years ago.
And Anna May wrote, I had the pleasure of working with Faye and her family for many years. During that time, I had admired her endless patience and determination she puts forth to meet the needs of her son. Her endless efforts of going above and beyond to give her son joy and life experiences is amazing. Congratulations, Faye. This is well-deserved honor. And that is from Anna May.
Yep. Very sweet.
And your anime, I appreciate that.
I know, isn't it great? It's so true that when we
she was Francesco's para for 4 years, so we got to know her pretty well, and she got to know us pretty well.
Yeah, 4 years, that is amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
lucky.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that I know Faye's having her ups and downs, and Francesco is with the school district, and it's such a big deal when you've got a person who can help see what you're trying to do with your kid and be a real partner. And I know, I mean, Anna Mae was at, what birthday party was that of Francesco's where Anna Mae was?
His golden.
Right.
Would have been 14th. Yeah, but I think she was at a couple other ones.
Right,
too.
She probably was. But everyone, I need you to know, as Liza was talking about Faye's decorating and creativity, mm-hmm. his golden birthday is going to be this Monday. So it was the 14th. So when he turned 14 on November 14th, she works at, I'm going to say this, which hotel do you work at again, Faye?
Premier Park Hotel downtown across from the Capitol.
Right. And so she got a room there. Everything was gold. Everything was gold. She had like golden food. We had French fries, chicken nuggets. I mean, it was hysterical. She was dressed in gold. Francesca was dressed in gold. It was a riot. And it just, you, and he loved it. He was having a blast. And so, Faye, you've also been able to like share, but give your son that fun loving spirit that you have, which I think is really important, because for our kiddos, not every day and not much of life can be all that fun, but you've really modeled that for Francesco and helped him.
And we have one last person that wanted to chime in on this, and that is Courtney. And I don't have here Courtney's relationship.
Courtney has been one of the most amazing respite providers for Francesco and Faye. She was in college here at UW-Madison, and Faye adopted her, and she adopted the Iosos. It was very sweet. Faye would tell me, Courtney doesn't even really know how to work an oven. Like, I have to show these college kids how to work an oven. And so it's hysterical. But then Courtney had such an appreciation for Faye. She saw Faye as like probably a second mom, or, you know, because she was from New York. So it was like a household where she could come for some of those second tier holidays.
Sure.
And she would, whenever I talk with Courtney, she just talked about how in awe of Faye she was, that she had such a determination and such an upbeat spirit.
I was going to say, what an amazing role model Faye is to so many. And that had to be a great inspiration for Courtney to see such a strong, determined, loving, caring person.
Right.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to, you know, scramble a little bit, because it popped into my head yesterday. Oh my gosh, Courtney should be somebody who's sharing. So I reached out to Giovanna. She gave me her contact information, and Courtney is getting on an airplane right now to go to her best friend's wedding back in New York. So she was like, I can't Zoom in, but here, please read these comments. So this is what Courtney has to say to you, Faye. She sees you as an empowered caregiver because you never stop in your advocating for Francesco and his needs. You're always wanting to create a life for him that's meaningful and enjoyable. She wishes for you that you continue to have a community of supportive friends who are on similar journeys, that you're able to live a life that makes you happy. Being a caregiver is a huge part of your life, though hopefully you can achieve some other goals that you desire. When I asked, what do you think other caregivers could learn from Faye? She said, how to advocate for a child with special needs. She has so much to share about things that worked and didn't work. It's so true. You've helped me through so much. And she said also how to take a break from caregiving and have fun, which I think is essential. And then
I'm learning how to do that.
Yeah, you are. I know. Because you got to, right? I mean, life's too short.
And we have to, but it is hard. But we have to learn how to do it. So.
We do. Because otherwise, we're not going to be able to keep sustaining our caregiving for our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last question, you know, the theme of this month is hashtag caregiving happens. And so I said, how does Faye embody that? And Courtney's response was really smart. She wrote, of course, no one plans to be a lifelong caregiver when having children. However, Faye has had a realistic view on this since Francesco was young. She has taken hardships in stride and has celebrated the successes. Faye, you rock it, sister.
Yeah.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yes, exactly. So.
Yes, Courtney was a caregiver for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, and I think that's just a true testament to you and your family, because a lot of time was with respite providers and paraprofessionals. It's kind of a revolving door. So to find, you know, somebody that cares about you and your family that much, I think just shows what a great person you are.
Yes.
To make them want to stick around.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Definitely. So, Faye, I
must be all those parties. Must be the parties.
Pardon me?
Must be the parties.
Must be the parties. Yes, you do know how to throw a good party, as we're saying. And I do know that both Anime and Courtney appreciated that, as do I. And I didn't get you a gift box yet, but I will be getting the caregiver gift box to you. They've been donated by Allison Brenninger from The Negative Space. She, like you, has that extra creative touch. So she had different things put together in this very nice, stylish box. You're going to get a mug, some chocolate, some tea, a journal, inspirational poem about how caregiving is important and how to stay sustained. So yeah, it's really nice what Allison has done and that she was willing to donate them for us.
Yeah, and we should share that, excuse me, these are available for purchase,
right,
for people that would like to purchase the caregiver box for their loved ones. And you just go to
negativespace.com or .org, one of them. I think it's thenegativespace.com. So, Faye, we have just a couple minutes
here.
Yeah, but we have just a couple minutes here. But I'd love to hear, like, what do you think is the key to being upbeat while also, you know, dealing with the challenges?
Well, it is challenging, but sometimes I look at Francesco and something so simple is so hard, and how frustrating that can be. So we have, or I have to be, and his family, we have to be there for him and support him in that way. We're at his, it's hard because, you know, he knows what he wants to say, but he can't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And using an iPad does help a little bit, but he's not real spontaneous on it.
Sure.
So we just have to be patient with him, and hopefully that tool will work with him in his future and when he is a young adult and into older years.
Right. Right. But see, I think right there, I just hit you with this question. And right there, you went to empathy, which mm-hmm. is so important. And again, I learned so much from you because, you know, I complain all the time about how Nicole drives me crazy and how, you know, we're always in these power struggles. But I love how you said, I have to remember how hard it is for Francesco. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about that stuff after Nicole goes to bed, but sometimes it's a little too little, a little too late, you know. And I think you really do a great job modeling that, Faye, of just recognizing that, yeah, you're frustrated. And you said to me once, do you think I want to go to church? Do you think I want to go on night walks? Do you think I want to do, you know, and listing off all the things that you do consistently for Francesco. And you're like, but I have to do that because I have to develop a pattern and a routine for him so that he has other things besides me and his family.
Well, and those are the things he enjoys. So I have to give him what he enjoys. Like, all our kids enjoy things, or they have hobbies, mm-hmm. you know, so I have to recognize what he really enjoys, going for a night walk for 5.6 miles yesterday last night. You know, it's just
That's why you can eat the way you do and you still stay thinner than me.
Can I bring my dogs over while you do that?
Exactly. Yeah. No. Tell the story about, because we have 2 minutes here. Tell the story about how you're working with Francesco on dogs, because he's really scared of dogs, but she's been working on that.
Oh, so he's scared of dogs, and we're trying to desensitize him from it, and I don't even know where to start with this, but I have a friend of mine who is up north who has a friend who has a dog, and we've been using that dog. Does not jump, doesn't bark. It's a great dog, and if anything, he's going to hopefully succeed with this dog.
I think
so. In small doses, I feel like it has been working a little bit, but it's just you have to be patient, and it's just going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And you just have to keep doing it. Exactly. Riding bikes on the trail at the conservancy is another one. Mm-hmm. We're riding on the bikes, and he used to like dump the bike, run in the woods.
Oh,
now
he
sets the bike down, takes 2 steps in the woods. So it's all just exposure and slow, and he needs to have the trust.
Yeah.
And I started walking a dog, so I think he saw me walking the dog that's from up north. Mm-hmm. And I think that's helped him to see me walk a dog, because we don't own a dog. He's never seen me walk a dog.
Right.
So I think he's correlated, okay, my mom's walking a dog.
Right, exactly.
This might be okay, or it's okay that we're doing this, or I'm near this dog.
Right. Well, so
it is a challenge. It's a huge challenge.
Exactly. And I just think, again, that you've done such an excellent job of thinking about how to have patience and break it down in steps. We have to wrap this up.
Perseverance.
Yeah, and perseverance. So we have to wrap up this segment.
Thank you, ladies, for everything that you guys do.
You're welcome. We'll be back in just a short moment to... You've been listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show this evening, and I'm Kristen, and I'm with my co-host Liza, and we've just had a really, really fun episode. We've been able to honor 3 fabulous family caregivers. We've been able to shower them with testimonials that different people gave us about why they saw these people as empowered caregivers, what they wished for them, what they think other people can learn from them. And then best of all, Allison Brenninger from The Negative Space was kind enough to donate some of her caregiver gift boxes for us to give to them. We want to make sure that everyone is clear. If you want to purchase one of those, it's thenegativespace.life. I'm going to say that again, thenegativespace.life. You can go to that website. Allison does all kinds of coaching and testimonials, but most importantly, if you want to give somebody the bling, you can order a caregiver-themed gift box for a person that you care about, or let's be honest, you can get one for yourself.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So listening to all of these testimonials, it was clear that there was some distinct characteristics. What did you find amongst them?
Well, you know what it is I know all 3 of these people well. Right. And so I wasn't trying to just pick out people that I knew. It's just that I got a great response from them. And I also was just really excited to help honor the people and that have really seriously had a big impact in my life. So one of them is, I would say, they're role models. Mm-hmm. They live what they preach. You know, they're really authentic people. So as somebody said about Carl, he tells you when it sucks. He doesn't try to pretend that it's easy 100% of the time. And it's so relieving to come across somebody who's like, this sucks. Today sucks. This situation we're in is really incredibly hard. And I'm not sure I'm going to get through tomorrow. And it's like, oh, thank God there's somebody else who gets it.
Right, right. And I couldn't help but notice the advocacy piece that all 3 of them bring to the table.
This is true.
And like I mentioned before, the patience and perseverance, if I can say it. And then also
humor.
Humor, yes.
They're all 3 very funny people.
Yes.
Very different kind of wit, but they all have a really good sense of humor. And again, I think that's part of what helps them get through the day-to-day and be really real. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what I love about you, Liza, is that you have a great sense of humor. And so, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, but it's true. I mean, you have many of these characteristics. And I was thinking about how could I secretly get Liza honored, but it would be hard and kind of maybe a conflict of interest since we're running the show.
Just give it your best shot, Kristen. No, I'm just kidding. That's not. You know, I like to hide. So
yes, I know.
Anyways,
but I do think that one of the ways that you really show people how to get through this is through being authentic and having that great sense of humor.
Thank you. And I think I shared with you the other day, for me, in regards to honoring you, is just your endless ability to get Nicole involved in the community. Mm. I mean, you, I'm calling you and you're like, I'm taking Nicole to book club. I'm taking Nicole to volunteer here. And I'm taking Nicole to swim lessons. And I'm thinking, I'm getting tired listening to you all the places that you're taking Nicole. So she is so lucky and fortunate to have you and to have your dedication and determination and desire to get her in the community and have her be an active member. So
aww, thanks,
yeah.
Sweetie.
Yeah.
What, you know, how we always like to do this debrief in this last segment. What stuck out for you? What hit you?
I think just, this is an incredibly hard job, and for some people it's definitely more challenging than others, and just the selflessness that people have, you know, they don't even realize what they're giving or giving up or doing. It's just second nature.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think it's sweet. My phone's blowing up with all kinds of thank you texts from them. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's something we need to do more of. I think we shared a couple episodes back that what inspired this was a friend of mine who is a primary family caregiver to her mother, who's really sick. She's in her 90s, was in a parking lot and was really getting frustrated that mom wasn't following the directions and didn't seem to understand what she was supposed to be doing. And, you know, was really trying to like keep it together so she wasn't snapping at mom. And then a woman drove by in a van with her window rolled down and said, "You are an awesome daughter."
Aww.
And yeah. And it just made my friend smile. And she said it was like an angel, and it just, you know, gave her a whole new like recharge, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, we need to do that. We need to do that for these people. And I wish we could do it for more and more people, because it's just so great to see them so appreciative tonight. And, you know, like I said, in the texts I'm already getting. And so it's just really important, folks. We're going into the season of appreciation and thanks and giving. It can be as simple as just recognizing someone and saying, hey, yeah, good job.
Yeah, and it can really make somebody's day. I mean, it really makes a difference. So we all know caregivers, mm-hmm. you know, wherever we go, there's caregivers there. So use this opportunity this month to show that appreciation and gratitude and acknowledge all the hard work that these caregivers are doing.
Acknowledgement. I love that word. We need to do a couple shout outs.
Yes, you bet.
Right. So first, we again want to shout out to Allison with The Negative Space for helping with our campaign by donating two of her awesome caregiver gift box. Check out her site and order one today to send to one of these family caregivers, right, to recognize them, honor them, and acknowledge their hard work.
Mm-hmm. And that's thenegativespace.life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we also wanted to give a shout out to Grape Water, right, in Middleton, who was kind enough to donate some wine and gift certificates for future caregivers that we acknowledge. And do you have her information offhand? They're located in downtown Middleton.
I don't, because we had a glass of wine
right
as we right. were getting our gift that yes, was being yes. donated from her and yes. heading before we got here tonight. So
the last thing we want to do is give somebody a bad bottle of wine. So, you know,
we
went down there, we tasted it. It's good.
Yes. So we took one for the team, and we're yes. making sure that whoever gets this next, you've got something worth getting. Please help us promote more people in this campaign we're trying to do. So keep the nominations coming for National Family Caregiver Month. We want to recognize as many family caregivers as we can. Let us know who should get an evening like this, where they are showered with some well-deserved attention, praise, and appreciation. This can be someone who takes care of you, someone in your own family, or a friend at work, in your neighborhood, your church, your synagogue. Trust me, getting this appreciation goes a long way. How do you nominate? Find us on Facebook or at our website, empoweredcaregivercommunity.com. Again, that's empoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can listen to us live every Thursday from 7 to 8 here in Madison. We play out on different stations Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, you can always find our podcast on the civicmedia.us.
And we're also on some of those other fun podcast platforms, right? Yes. Rumor has it we're on Spotify and mm-hmm. we're on Apple Podcasts. So people can look for us there and also can help promote us by sharing those links and that information with any of their family and friends.
Yes. And I guess I would just want to end by saying that we know that caregiving can be overwhelming and exhausting. And we want to be there for you, and we want to send out your love and positive note that you have got this, and together we are stronger. So let's stay connected with the empowered caregiver community.
That's right. Signing off. Good night.